Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are.
So you'll see the album called Slow Evolution of Dub Night. If this is Facebook, if you're listening, you can see it. Twitter, you can see it. You can see it. It's the cover. I had a very enjoyable time making that cover. Well, anyway, the important thing is to enjoy and to do what I need to do to be what I need to be, and that is to be an artist, to use my mind, and to communicate. Because I got lots of things to say. The reason why I talk about this unfair to the rejects is that it does pertain to me because I write about it in my music, but I experience the notion that I was considered a social reject. People, you know, not noticing me and at the same time the crazy, the dangerous targeting me. It is true about the harassment from childhood to adulthood, but, you know, I take care of myself. I'm going to be fine. It's just some people who are jealous or people who don't understand boundaries. And it's a sad thing in life. It happens to anybody who tries to be the who they need to be or someone who is considered or treated differently from another person based on because they have a different point of view on how they should express or be in terms of what they're supposed to do. And that's not fair. The world can be cruel, but I will continue to do what I need to do to be happy. And one of the things that makes me happy is to create. I love to create, not just in the studio, but on stage. and no matter what happens, I was reminded, which is on Twitter, part one, that, you know, the false analogies about or accusations that my dreams are delusions. There's no such thing as a delusion. If I actually made the song, I sang on it, and I co-written on it, and I was involved in the producing part, and there's no delusion that this is on sale or on Spotify for people to buy. That in itself is a true essence of a dream. And I do live near Hollywood, so anything can happen with my music, and I still believe that. If it's out there and people can listen to it and buy it, and if many people have done it, then it is truly a part of reality. As I wrote the lyrics on my song Unique, because I chose to live in my true reality. I have to see what the truth is. Truth is, it is a possibility. If you see anything on this planet that is actually going on that's positive, that has been done by people, even, no matter what age or whatever, then it is a reality. It can happen. No matter if it's one in a million chance or actual happening, luck can happen to anybody. Just like if someone had a dream to be something else, it can happen. Don't take someone's dream away. It will hurt us. It hurt everyone when you try to take someone's dream away. Delusions of grandeur. I study psychology. Is very out of touch with something that's just impractical. Could be delusions of grandeur means something that's just impossible. Like if I aspire to be God, that would be impossible. You know, it means that the person that has said that is an idiot. But I will say this. Someone who say that they're going to be in the music industry and don't know how to write, don't know how to play, don't know how to, don't sing, don't do anything, that haven't made a recording, haven't done anything, and say that they're just instantly going to be a star just like that. Now that is more of a fantasy. A delusion is something that's just impossible. You can't see it on this planet. It's just impossible. What's practical is it can happen. if you see it with people happening at different ages. There's so many people who became rock stars and songwriters on this planet that are professionals and have done it, then it is a reality. So we should stop this ignorance about when this person used delusion of grandeur and don't know what it stands for because of their ignorance and inability to take care of themselves. They should keep their mouth shut. And I know this individual don't have no talent to understand or how to write a song or sing or play. Decision. Even then, we have to be humble and we have to be respectful because one opinion may differ from another. Yeah, a fantasy is someone who hasn't played a guitar or haven't sang or haven't written anything and think they can just instantly be in the music business. If they don't have no experience, no practicality, that's more of a fantasy. That's pretty much almost impossible unless they learn how to write or learn how to or just start singing, learn how to sing or learn how to play or whatever. A dream is someone who wanted to do it and had worked very hard at trying to sing and trying to write and recorded music or have played in front of people and have done it lots of times and have released EPs. That's a dream. There's a difference between a dream and a fantasy because fantasies are impractical and fantasies deal with individuals who do things and be a part of something that has nothing to do with their reality. And if they don't deal with the truth about the existence that they are in, sooner or later, it could hurt them or it could destroy them. We don't want to see that. A dream is someone who actually has the practical quality, and that's me, to make music because I've done it for years. Well, anyway, and I want to also say with fantasies, there is a different type of fantasy. Well, you know what? I'll leave it there. The fantasy in turn is a negative tense of when someone have aspired to be somebody and has no direct experience or knowledge on the subject. Now, that's all I have to say on that topic. But, you know, the most important thing is love. It really is love of all things. I love to, you know, talk about it because it's so important. I learned it from other people because I felt that the world didn't love me. So the only way for me to deal with the world and do the best I can to live in it is to start learning about it. It's never easy. I still have my ups and downs. So one way to deal with it is to write about it. I have to write about it. That's all I have.
Feeling alone and blue till I met you.
want to take a break to say, oh, I, you know, one thing I love about life is they do have sports, and one of my favorite sports is tennis. So Wimbledon was great, you know, watching the men's and women's. You know, Angela Kerr won the Wimbledon title, and Serena was runner-up. You know what? It's great to watch that, you know. It's great. Or whatever sport there is. Nevertheless, back on topic. Unfair to the Rejects, I'm going to talk about because I have been subjected to so much put-downs and so much things, and other people who look different, talk different, live differently, live life on their own terms, and it's not fair. And we must be open-minded if we're going to be a better world, or in America, where I live, a better country. Because if we don't understand difference and stop having these prejudices because someone looks different, act different, talk different, live differently, then it's not going to help the country. We cannot have no, you know, all con. I'm not just talking about the big labels of racism, homophobia, sexism, and ageism, and, you know, I'm talking about people's unique personalities. Everybody's, in some way, has their own unique style. It's what makes the world goes around. Because the truth of the matter is, if you really want to find out what carries us in the world, you just, it's basic common sense to look at all the scientists and all the great inventors. They were unique. They brought something new to the world. And we looked the same, act the same, did everything the same, we wouldn't grow. And I just like to express my philosophical point of view. It's just coming from me. And I'm going to be humble about it. I know if you have a different point of view than me about this topic, then that's the way it is, and I respect your point of view. I'm just expressing mine. No harm or and no harm attached. It's just basic expression because we're all important no matter where we come from, no matter what you believe, no matter what political spectrum you are on. I'm just saying we just, it's just a, it's a thing called basic respect. You know, that's how I am, you know, and that's what I do. When I could write those songs, I was writing because I was venting. You know, I lived on the streets, or I got put down, or I got targeted, and then I write it in my music to carry me through. Then I went from that to being reluctantly having to understand life from the mind point of view, which comes from experience. And I must say that the most important, the most powerful theme of understanding knowledge is experience and exposure to other people. That's how we grow, really. A book or all that will help, but if you get direct experience and you open your mind to a different point of view, we grow. And yeah, I grow too. I was trying to grow. You know, I was with rock and roll, and someone said experiment with pop. And I love pop. But at the same time, I will always love rock.
Together. fell, I was dying. In the past, all through my life, there was no one beside me. But then you came into my life, I was so
issues, and then I decided the concept of just writing a rock song about love, basic love. That song was on a compilation that I did a while back, but nevertheless, it's on the Slow Evolution of Dub Night. Yeah, I was on a few compilations. Yeah, it was great to do. Yeah, it was. I had a good time. But nevertheless, I had a good time talking to you. I will be back. This is the end of the Slow Evolution of Dub Night radio show. But when I come back, always I'm going to mention that the Slow Evolution of Dub Night is available on Google, on iTunes. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it on Deezer. You can listen to it all over the world, Heart Radio, etc., etc. And the last thing I'm going to say, and I always say this, may all your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And believe me, may God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.